quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Moment the music, yet I almost sneezed. That was a brutal 10 seconds right there. We got a lot to talk about here today. It's Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, tonight is NXT. We got a bunch of stuff tonight, including, I think, a new NXT champion. But we'll soon find out. I think maybe a debut as well. We'll also find out. But we'll give you the lineup for that show tonight. Dynamite's got four matches announced thus far for tomorrow. So we'll take you through that. It's a busy weekend. AEW Redemption is coming up on Sunday. And then the following week is SummerSlam. And we've got eight matches over the two nights. So if they do five match shows, which they might do, probably only a couple matches left. So we'll tell you about that. Obviously, the big news today is, quite frankly, the conclusion of everything that's gone on with Vince McMahon and Janelle Grant. We'll tell you about that here today and what it means going forward. We got an update on the Paramount WBD merger, which is currently on hold. SummerSlam has started moving some tickets. And, of course, we got to talk about Bayley and Sammy Guevara. And we got a G1 update as well. We'll also do the Raw report at the end of the show. Lance Storm joins us here today. So that should be exciting. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I am at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. So a lot to get into on the show today. We'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. What's going on, Lance?
Not too much, just starting my week.
I hear your brain is normal.
Brain volume normal was one of the lines in my MRI results.
I'd be so disappointed to hear that.
Doesn't say it's actually functioning, but at least the size of it, or the volume,
exactly.
Is normal.
Exactly. What does that even mean, your brain volume? You just have a normal-sized brain?
Yes.
Isn't that everybody?
I think you have a big head. But
actually, I don't.
Well, I was speaking figuratively.
Children's hats. All right. We got a lot of news to get into. We'll do the frivolity later. Obviously, the big story today is that Janelle Grant's long-running lawsuit against Vince McMahon and WWE officially heading to private arbitration. Both sides had requested this. It was approved by a judge, and it was, I guess, just announced the other day that pursuant to the court order on July 15th, the plaintiff Janelle Grant and defendant WWE and Vince McMahon jointly report the parties have executed an agreement to arbitrate their dispute. Pursuant to the agreement, within 5 business days, this was yesterday, plaintiff shall execute and cause to be filed a stipulation of voluntary dismissal with prejudice, causing the action to be dismissed in its entirety as to both remaining defendants, but without prejudice to the party's right to pursue their claims and defense at arbitration. What this basically means is she's dropping the suit, and against Vince and WWE, it will be all over from that perspective. They are going to arbitration, which, for those of you who have not followed the story, when she signed with WWE originally, there was a clause, or I'm sorry, when she did, not when she signed, when they made the first agreement between her and Vince McMahon.
The NDA.
The agreement was, if there are any issues, this must go to arbitration. No lawsuits, anything like that. So what happened was, they signed an NDA, and details of what happened ended up leaked to the Wall Street Journal. And the person who leaked to the Wall Street Journal claimed that they were a friend of Janelle Grant, and they had lots of details. So Vince presumed she broke the NDA. She told somebody about this. And so you're probably all wondering, well, why didn't he go to arbitration? Well, the answer is because he's Vince. He just stopped paying. She broke the agreement. I'm not going to pay anymore. So she filed a lawsuit, which has been ongoing for years now. And obviously the WWE Vince McMahon side, their argument was this should have gone to arbitration. Because Vince likes to uphold the other end of the agreement, but not his own. And obviously, you know, she wanted to get the NDA, whatever the word would be, waived,
thrown out
because of the circumstances. And long story short, probably the fact that it's been years and years and years and it's been very expensive, the Janelle Grant side decided, well, let's go to arbitration. And so because they are going to arbitration, I believe we're never going to hear about any of this again. Because I presume what is going to happen, I don't know this, but I would presume that they will go to arbitration and it will go right back to where it was when Vince stopped paying. And the ruling will be, you got to pay what you promised, dude. And so she'll get the remainder of what he owes her, and that's it. And of course, if you look at the amount of money that Vince has, I mean, for most of us here, it would be the cost of going out to dinner. He will pay the rest of that, and then that will be the end of this case. And presumably, the NDA will I guess remain in effect once he pays, and she won't be able to talk about it. He ain't going to talk about it. And then the big question, obviously, is, are they going to bring this guy back? And I think it would be a terrible idea. I think regardless of the fact that this is going to arbitration and we probably won't hear about it again, the fact is we've heard a lot about it. And I think everybody knows everything that went down. I mean, obviously, there's a small portion of it that is her side versus his. But, I mean, a lot of this stuff is just text messages that he sent that are out there. I mean, like it happened, everybody. You know? And so I think it would be ridiculous to bring him back. I think there's a chance they'll put him in the Hall of Fame or something like that. But I cannot imagine, oh, he's going to be replacing Triple H. Oh, he's going to be reinstated as whatever. You know, I think he'll be a guy that they kind of trot out there here and there, but I think that's it. I'd prefer not even that, but we shall see.
I think
Lance, your thoughts?
I think she'll get the balance of money owed on the NDA. I think she will get interest on that amount of money, and I think she will get her legal fees covered. Because Vince was the one that should have went to arbitration in the beginning, and she had to fight and expend all this money in order to get it back to arbitration where she could get her money. So I think she will get more than just the amount unless Vince can prove she's the one that talked. And I don't believe he can. And I am with you. I don't think he should be back. I think there was more than enough damning information there to never have this man on TV again. And I think even just his SEC violations of not telling the company about the NDAs and expensing it without their knowledge and having his lawyer, again, in my opinion, violate conflict of interest to form this NDA, he should not have any role in the company whatsoever. And as far as I'm concerned, if I never see or hear from the man again, I'll be happy.
Now, I do want to mention one thing because I'm actually not sure about this. So, regarding your comment that he may have to pay her legal fees, I don't know. Perhaps the NDA is out there. I'm not sure. But, I mean, listen, there's a very decent possibility, if I know the history of Vince, that NDA may have only had an arbitration clause on her end. I don't know that for sure. But that is certainly possible. And if that's the case, then, you know, he wouldn't have to conceivably pay her legal fees. So I don't know. And honestly, I mean, we may never find out, because if, like, my presumption is that he is going to have to pay what he owes. If WWE TKO has to pay something, then we're probably going to hear about it in an upcoming filing.
You'll be able to search and find it.
They're
not going to announce it.
Well, probably. I mean, I don't think they need to reveal every last single expense. If this were like a big expense, like if they had to pay her like $200 million, obviously it would be in the filing. If WWE, for example, had to pay $5 million, I don't think it's going to even be in the filing at all. So, you know, I think that it's most likely Vince will pay out of pocket what he owes. WWE probably will not pay anything, TKO, and we won't hear about it again. So that is my guess, but we shall see. But it's going to, I mean, it is private arbitration, and I'm sure that for sure the Vince side is going to try to keep it as quiet as possible. And if the NDA is put back into effect, then she can't say anything either. So,
and even if it is $5 million, that's the equivalent of you and I having to pay our internet bill.
I honestly, with the amount of Vince had, that might even be too much. I mean, it might be lunch. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, let me see here. Doing some actually depressing math. Okay. 1,800.
Are you comparing Vince's wealth to yours?
Well, okay, so from what I've determined, he promised to pay her $3 million.
He paid her
$1 million. So he owes her $2 million. Okay? So his net worth is $3.6 billion.
Oh, jeez.
Okay?
I spend more at Tim Hortons when I get a coffee.
$3.6 billion. Let's see if I'm doing this right. Divided by $2 million, $1,800. So if you take the average American's net worth, which is, according to this, $192,000, and you divide that by 1,800, that would be your average American owing her $106.
No, so it might be your internet bill.
It might be your internet bill. So for all of you listening right now, if you have the median net worth of an American, $192,000, your net worth, not what you make per year, your net worth. If that's your net worth, then you would owe $106. That's the equivalent of what Vince still has to pay her.
Assuming Brian's math is correct, which is a big assumption.
It is a big assumption, but I think I'm right. All right. Yeah, it is a utility.
What was his net worth?
$3.6 billion. Yeah. $3.6 billion, that guy has. All right. Let's talk about the other big story, which is this Paramount deal. It is currently, there's a temporary restraining order that has been granted by a California judge. The Paramount WBD merger is on hold for at least 14 days, and then there is more to be determined. Obviously, many states are trying to stop this merger altogether, saying it would be anti-competitive. Tony Khan wants this merger to go through because he thinks it would be for the best for AEW. The merger actually was going to go through in like a week had it not been for this temporary restraining order. And now we wait to find out what is next. But obviously this AEW deal runs about 18 more months. And then there is the option for a pickup. There is a one-year extension option on the WBD side. And, you know, they're doing very well on television right now, at least the Dynamite show, Collision less so. But he feels that if this merger goes through, this will be great for them. So we wait and see as to what will happen because there's still a lot to be determined when it comes to this potential merger.
I think the big thing is, either way, Tony needs to, or would obviously very much hope, that it gets decided one way or the other, because if it is still in the courts and in limbo and not decided when his deal is up, it's like it's going to be even hard to negotiate because nothing will be set.
Who are you negotiating with?
Exactly.
Yeah. We got some movement in ticket sale numbers for SummerSlam. So in the last, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, last 4 days, almost 5,000 tickets sold for each night. And for those of you that have looked at the number of tickets, it's like, based on the number of tickets sold for each night, it's like exactly the number of people that are going to both shows. It's the ratio. So night one is currently at 27,275. And actually, that's night one. And night two is 26,811. So they're up 5,000 both nights. Actually, 4,500 both nights. But it's kind of interesting because normally, like with the two-night WrestleMania, night two is always the show that sells more tickets. So my guess is that fans are probably figuring, The Roman Reigns CM Punk is night two, and Brock Lesnar and Obafemi is night one. And very slightly more people are interested in the Brock Lesnar-Obafemi match because night one has sold more tickets. Now, granted, we don't know what's on either show. They haven't announced anything yet, but I think people are presuming. So there's still 4,000 tickets out from where Wembley is right now each night. 4,000 or 5,000 tickets. I think Wembley just broke 30,000. So, I mean, these are, I mean, when you look at it, it's a two-night show. They've sold 53,000 tickets total or something like that. So it's hard to say it's a failure, but it's certainly, I mean, it could be doing a lot better. And the same with Wembley. You can't say 30,000 tickets is a failure, but it certainly could be doing a lot better. The last Wembley show, I think, did 55. And obviously the one before that did 81. So ticket sales for everybody, you know, AEW has been, I mean, I hesitate to say this, but it's a reality. I mean, they're struggling at TV. And like last night, Dave was, you know, he's talking about how, well, you know, they're booking 3,000 seat buildings, so they're selling 3,000 tickets. Actually, they're not selling out these 3,000 seat buildings. That's the issue. You know, they're doing 3,000 seat buildings and they're selling 2,100 tickets sometimes, 2,400 tickets, 2,600 tickets. So, you know, they're not selling out 3,000 seat buildings. And for WWE, I mean, they're down probably 3,000 per event year over year. They're still doing gigantic. Like for WWE, I mean, WWE down 3,000 tickets year over year. They're still about 4,000 above an average year for WWE. So they're still doing, you know, very, very well when it comes to attendance. But they have cooled off from the all-time peak, which I believe would have been last year. You know, even... Yes?
We all need to remember that if SummerSlam and All In were in arenas, like most wrestling events, they'd all sold out a long time ago.
Yes. Yes, they easily would have sold out 20,000-seat buildings. But they're running gigantic buildings, and so they got a long way to go. All right, everyone's asking about Bayley, and everyone's asking about Sammy. I know you guys want news, but the answer is nobody knows. And, you know, with Bayley, Lyra on Raw pretty much said, I ran Bayley out of here. I mean, what they did at Saturday night's main event looked like, you know, writing someone out of a deal. But, you know, until her contract expires and she leaves, there's always the opportunity that she will come back. My guess is that Saturday night was writing her off television. She's done.
In case.
Yes. If she re-signs, she will return. If she doesn't, that's it. But I think that was an angle where she may not be back. Now, with Sammy Guevara, who took AEW off of his bio on Twitter and elsewhere, this is what I can tell you about Sammy Guevara. Actually, we may have an update, so I'm not going to say anything yet. I may have literally, as I was talking about it, just got a text. So I will talk about this after the break when I follow up. So I guess in the meantime, we'll just do the G1 update. That sound good?
Sure.
All right. You haven't been watching the G1, Lance? What's wrong with you?
No, sir. I have not watched the G1.
All right. Night four, we got Goto and Jake Lee. Lee faked an injury and then booted Goto in the face and won. I hate
Man's
to say that sounds terrible, but that sounds terrible.
Man's on a roll. It's a couple wins for him, isn't it?
Great Okan. Versus Ryohei Oiwa. Oiwa was very over. This, by the way, all from Jeremy Finestone, speaking of Strong Style Podcast. He does all of our G1 updates. Match got good after a bit, he said. Oiwa snuck a roll-up to win. It's his first time ever beating Khan. Yuta Weiss and Takeshita. Match was kind of brutal. Ice came in hot. Takeshita was a better wrestler. Violent fight. And then Takeshita power drive knee, rear naked choke for the ref stoppage. That sounds like it was fun.
Ice coming in hot sounds unfair.
Yeah. And then Sonata and Tsuji. Well, it's like when you get deep-fried ice cream at the Mexican restaurant. What the heck is that? Sonata and Tsuji, match was better than expected. Sonata won with a deadfall after a bunch of near falls. Crowd loved it. And then Bolton, Oleg, and Shingo was a very good main event. And Oleg won with two power bombs and a kamikaze. So after that, we're at 4 points for Takeshita, Goto, Oleg, Jake Lee, and Oiwa. And 2 points for Tsuji, Shingo, Sonata, Khan, and Yuto Ice. That's for the A block. And they're back on Saturday with Goto and Khan, Lee and Sonata, which does not sound good. Takeshita and Bolton, which could be really good. Yuto Ice and Oiwa. And Yota Tsuji and Shingo, which could be a great match. So a lot of good stuff coming up there in the G1. So I guess when we come back, we'll talk about Raw. And I'm going to check on this Sammy Guevara thing after the break, but we may have a big update there. What did you think of Raw overall?
I had a lot of logic issues with a lot of it, but I enjoyed some of it.
All right, we're going to head to a break, everybody. Back in a moment with a lot to get into here on Wrestling Observer Live. Jumping the gun.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition.
Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Talk about Sammy here in a second. You wanted to mention something that we talked about on Observer Radio last night.
Well, yeah, you and Dave were discussing the swings of when, again, when Vince was in charge back in 2019 and business was horrible and the product was terrible and AEW was, you know, really coming on and looking like, you know, they could potentially catch WWE. And then obviously there was a swing back. And I think it can largely be attributed to properly defining heels and babyfaces. That WWE in 2019, I remember all the complaints with everyone's miscast, the heels are getting cheered, the babyfaces are getting booed, who's who. And the first boom period in 20 years was when you had a unified heel world champion that fans booed, Roman Reigns and the Bloodline, and you had over babyfaces that the crowd loved in Cody Rhodes, Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre, Cody again, chasing that title, and they had huge business. And AEW, who when it started, I remember you constantly saying, it's like, we know who everyone is. We know and like the baby faces, and we know and dislike the heels. And then there was that period where MJF decided to be a baby face in his hometown just because. And then there was that Adam Cole MJF thing that seemed silly. And I remember you guys complaining about, am I supposed to like them? Am I supposed to dislike them? What's going on? And their business was softer. And again, now watching Raw, there's times where, again, especially that six-man, it's like, who am I cheering? Who am I not cheering? Is Roman a babyface? Is he a heel? Like, I don't think every match has to be heel versus babyface, but it's like, for me to invest in a character, I have to feel about him some way, either hate him or like him, rather than, I'm not sure who he is. And I think that is a much bigger part of the story than people are talking about.
Well, as someone who watches all of it, Lance, I kind of agree, but here's my more educated take on it. Not that you're not educated. When I watch the shows, like,
more well-read, perhaps.
When I watch the shows, I mean, yes, I think that part of it is, you know what it is? There's so much about wrestling that it's like, you know the old saying, be careful what you wish for? Well, I feel like, you know, how many times I have to talk about this, but like, when Vince was in charge and before there was an AEW, there was absolutely no long-term storyline in wrestling whatsoever because Vince had the short-term memory of a kumquat. So Vince gets ousted. Triple H takes over. You got this Tony Khan character that takes over in AEW. And both of them, you know, they listen to this criticism of long-term storytelling. And so now it's like, oh man, we're going to give you some long-term storytelling. But the problem is, how long-term does it need to be? This stuff goes on forever, okay? So the other one, and I was thinking about this actually before you even made your comment. I was thinking about this the other day. And it was actually about the LA Knight promo last night. Because LA Knight came out for a promo, and he's a big babyface. And he cuts a promo on Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, who are both babyfaces, that he hates. The crowd likes Roman. They chant OTC. So he has to kind of, the whole thing is just weird. And it really, it actually struck me then that, again, going back to when Vince was in charge, absolutely nothing like ever made sense. This would happen and then this would happen and then that would happen and then this person, like it was just completely nonsensical. Partially because there was no long-term storytelling. And if you recall, one of the greatest periods they ever had was the late 90s, early 2000s, when they had, I forget the fella's name, but he passed away. But his job was basically to be the continuity editor. And he had this giant spreadsheet, like this giant, not spread, like it was a big poster. And it was like, this person likes this person, hates this person, had an affair with that person. Like, yeah, the whole thing. So that when you wrote the stories, it like all made sense, okay? And, you know, after they stopped doing that, for like 20 years, people said they need a continuity. They need a continuity. Well, again, let's be careful what we wish for. I don't want to say it's good because it's been driving me crazy. Chris Kresge was the guy's name. Thank you. But like, if you watch Raw, that's one of the reasons that we have these heels cutting promos on heels, baby faces cutting promos on baby faces hating other baby faces. It's because they're into continuity now. They don't want to ignore the fact that, like, Sammy was the first person in the ring when Cody won the title, and then Cody wasn't the first person in the ring when... Like, they want to, like, bring those facts up. They want that continuity. But the problem is, in wrestling, when you start turning people, well, you know, in the 80s, somebody turned babyface, and all of a sudden they were friends with all these people that they were beating up. And you can see it on NXT right now. Like, Saquon turned babyface, but he beat up all these babyfaces last year. So now, even though he's a babyface, none of the babyfaces want anything to do with this guy. And it's like, this starts to make your storytelling difficult. Well, because no, but you've got LA Knight. And yes, LA Knight had a problem with Roman Reigns, okay? Years ago. Now they're all babyfaces. But now LA Knight has to still be angry about it. And he has to be angry that Solo, who has turned babyface, it's like, yes?
Well, the thing is, you can have continuity as long as nothing you do now contradicts or brings up something from the past that's incorrect.
But that's what they're doing.
No, they're addressing and drawing attention to every potential thing from their history.
Yes.
That's the mistake. As long as you don't have LA Knight loving Roman Reigns, it's not a continuity issue. But you don't have to have him go strong, screw you, screw you, screw you, and get booed and undermine the fact that he actually is an over babyface.
I know, but also there's a thing about...
It's the same thing we talk about kayfabe. Oh, kayfabe's dead. It's like, yeah, you know, you don't have to work your social media and be, oh, bro, I hate that guy, he turned on me. But don't do things that outright contradict it and rub it in people's faces.
Yes.
That's the line you have to draw with continuity.
But also, at the same time, let's say that you have a friend who's a heavy drinker, okay? And your heavy drinking friend, when he's drunk, is a bad drunk, and he does terrible things, and like he's a bad person, and he's been mean to people, you know, the whole thing. And then one day he decides, that's it, I'm going to AA. He stops drinking, and like, he's just, it's done. His drinking is done. Like, after a while, you kind of got to let the past go, right?
Yes, you can forgive him.
Okay, they don't do that in WWE.
That's my point.
There should be a thing where, like, okay, you know what? You did beat me up. You did put me in the hospital. But you know what? You've changed your ways. You've proven that you're a good person now. Like, it's okay to forgive that person. Instead, it's like these people hold a grudge forever. You were beating me up when I debuted in 2022. It's like, brother, that was 4 years ago. Like, anyway. So I think that that's part of the issue. But, yes, I don't think it's so much that the baby faces and heels are not as clearly defined right now. What I think is, because they're not as clearly defined, it's hard to get into the storylines. I never hear, like, you know, people that are just, they're not as into WWE anymore. It's never, well, you know, I don't know who to cheer. It's, I'm just not into the stories. And one of the reasons
in any of the characters
you're not into the stories is because of that. Is it the chicken or the egg, Lance? I don't know. But anyway, hey, listen, we're probably not going to get into Raw. And honestly, I know you watched it. I'm sorry. But like, really nothing happened much on that show. I'm a video package guy. There was way too many video packages, dude. Half that show was video packages.
You know one thing that drove me crazy? One of the main stories going into SummerSlam is Punk threw something over his shoulder and inadvertently hit somebody, and how's he going to react to it? They used that angle for a squash match for Obafemi when JD threw something over his shoulder, not paying attention, and apparently accidentally hit somebody, and a babyface came out and said, I should kill you. I'm like, dude, relax.
He was angry. He was going to kill Danhausen.
But they use the same angle to set up a squash match as they are doing to set up the main event of SummerSlam.
Correct.
On the same show.
All right, I'll get back to Raw in a moment, but I think people are having trouble posting on the front page. Sammy Guevara is, he's still with AEW. He has not been released. His contract has not expired. I'm not sure exactly what he's doing on social media, but he is still with the company.
He's getting people talking, brother.
Now, there was an incident, and I had multiple people tell me about this over the last couple of days. There was something that happened about a year ago, and Ty Mello did ask for her release. And she was not granted her release, but she did ask for it. And, you know, I think that I don't know when her deal is up. Maybe her deal is up soon, and so he also wants out. I don't know if he actually wants out. He may just be trying to mess with people on Twitter, or he may actually want out. But what I can tell you 100% is he is still with AEW. His deal is not up, and he has not been released. So,
and for those who don't know, those two people are married.
Yes, and have a child. So that's the update, everybody, on Sammy Guevara. And as far as Bayley, you know, as we talked about, it was funny. The reason I brought up Bayley first is because, you know, nobody in WWE seems to know. Like, they all kind of presume she's gone, but no one actually knows. And I was actually going to say this because yesterday I was, like, asking everybody about Sammy. And, like, nobody knew. Like, nobody had any idea what was going on. And he was being quiet, and it turns out today, I still don't know what's going on, but I do know that he's still with the company. So we'll see what happens from here. All right, Raw. Is there anything to note? I'm just going to look at the thing right here. We had Obafemi. He killed. Is there anything I want to talk about? You want to talk about Javon? My main man, Javon.
Just, this is where you asked me if I liked the show. I would prefer watching a match that's just pretty good, that doesn't have anything that draws my attention to the fact that this is fake. And it drove me crazy. They did the spot where he gave Theory a stunner, and Theory bumped to the floor, and Javon never looked, never saw where he bumped, never saw him roll out of the ring, and he looked at the camera and started firing up for his dive, and hit the ropes and dove on a guy that he had no knowledge where he was. And it's like, could you just look over your shoulder so you at least pretend that it's real and you had to see that the guy was out on the floor and could be dove on? But it's just an assumption now, and it's like, well, it's a dive spot, so I'm going to fire it up. And as a fan, I'm just like, you don't know where he is. How do you know he's there to dive on? And little things like that drive me insane. And again, I like Javon. I met him when he worked in TNA. Great kid and fantastic wrestler. I loved him and Dragon Lee last week, but at least look so you know where he is. Finn Balor actually made the same mistake last week. He got in the ring and fired up and set up for his corner shotgun dropkick and didn't realize the guy fed up to the other corner and ended up in the wrong one. When he turned around ready for his move, he's like, oh, crap, and had to run to the other corner. It's like, shouldn't you look and see where your opponent goes before you G up for your move? Please, everybody, look. Don't just assume your opponent's going to do what you told him to 3 hours ago.
Can't believe you buried Javon. Disgusted. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Let's be honest.
most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ah, back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, if you want the Raw report, it's on Observer Radio with Dave last night. We went over the whole show. There's really not much to talk about. It was fine. It wasn't like a bad show. It was just fine. There's just like so much stuff that they figured they had to recap. It was crazy. And honestly, part of the problem was there was so much they had to recap because they did like Saturday night's main event and SmackDown. They had a pre-show for Saturday night's main event, which was like impossible to find. It was like on YouTube or something. It wasn't even on Peacock. Then on Sunday, they had some bizarre SummerSlam kickoff event, which like shows in 2 weeks. It's a kickoff event and like it's famous people are there or whatever. They had to recap all of this. It's like, oh my God, like, do we have time for any actual Raw stuff on this show tonight? Well, what we have tonight. Oh, look at this. Huh. Apparently the WWE Unreal with John Cena's, he's got some pretty interesting stuff. This is from my buddy Philip. Watching WWE Unreal, Cena basically admits he put on a horrible match with Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. To gain heat, and Triple H had to talk to him later to tell him to stop, and noticing Cena wasn't getting the heat he expected for putting on bad matches, but the company was, and they were worried if he kept putting on bad matches, fans wouldn't want to attend the shows. Is that what he said? The reason that Cena had bad matches is because...
he was trying to.
I don't know about that. He's just not a good worker as a heel, because a heel's got to bump, 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 bump.
Go find some shows from like a decade ago when I said that, when everyone was begging him to turn heel.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, we're going to wrap it up, everybody. Tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, we're watching an old NXT. We're going year by year, believe it or not. And tonight it will be July 26, 2017. Itami versus Ono, which sounds like an awesome match. So that's coming up tonight. We'll read on Brian and Vinny. And we have a very special guest. Tune in to find out. And we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.